This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The federal budget problem has gotten a little bit better. That's according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which released a new report today. The CBO estimates that this year's deficit will hit about $1.3 trillion. That's a huge amount of red ink, but it's also slightly less red ink than last year. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the new numbers and what they mean.
There are so many ways to describe the new picture sketched by the Congressional Budget Office report. You could say this year the U.S. government will spend $1.3 trillion more than it will take in. That's bad news for the debt. You could say the budget deal lawmakers reached earlier this summer cuts deficits nearly in half over the coming decade. That would be good news. The CBO expects unemployment to stay above 8% until 2014. Clearly bad news. But the CBO also expects the economy to keep recovering and not dip down again. So good news. All of those statements are in the report and taken altogether leave the economic forecast cloudy. The director of the Congressional Budget Office is Doug Elmendorf. He was upbeat at times today, talking to reporters in a CBO conference room. He said the debt ceiling deal lawmakers made before their August recess made a real difference, cutting more than $2 trillion from future deficits.
That is a very substantial amount of money, even by the standards of the current federal budget.
So the big picture looks a little better, says Elmendorf, but look a little closer and...
A great deal of the pain of this economic downturn still lies ahead of us.
A big part of the problem, he says, is that having the economy set on idle or very slow growth is a waste. The U.S. economy is huge, Elmendorf says, and could be producing a lot more than it is. Economists call this a loss in economic output.
Moreover, those losses are not shared evenly. They are borne very disproportionately by people who lose their jobs or have businesses fail or are thrown out of their homes.
Now, the CBO believes part of the reason the economy seems to be dropping off again is that the government stimulus package passed in the early days of the Obama administration is waning. More conservative budget measures are taking its place, and that austerity means less money flowing into the economy, fewer dollars for state and local governments, and more public sector layoffs around the country. Elmendorf says Congress could reverse those things by cutting taxes or increasing spending in some areas, but making the economy hurt less now could make the deficit worse later. Sounds strange, Elmendorf admits, but...
It's not really a paradox. All it is reflecting is that economic policy by the government has different effects under different economic conditions.
It's all about timing. It would be possible, says Elmendorf, to finely tune economic policies so that they help Americans now and later by stimulating spending in the short term and then slowly enacting measures to rein in the budget later in the decade. But that would depend on... Congress. Will Congress allow lower tax rates to expire, or will it extend them? Will lawmakers cut spending? Where and by how much? Will this summer's debt ceiling crisis lead to a new sense of urgency or more partisan gridlock? Today's report didn't have any answers to those questions. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.